Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to be joined today by Eran Bello, GM of ASOX. And welcome back to the program, Eran.
Hi, Allison. Thank you. Good to be back. How are you?
I'm good. So we were supposed to be meeting at Mobile World Congress this week, but obviously, given the world situation with the coronavirus, that was not possible. I'm so glad that we were able to catch up on ChipChat and find out about what your company is delivering in the networking arena. Why don't we just start with a reminder for the audience of ASOX and what you're delivering in the networking space, and we can then get into the topic of 5G virtual RAN as we go.
Sure, thank you. So ASOX was founded in 2003, and actually our focus is virtualization and disaggregation of wireless technologies, modems, and so on. We focus on the network side solutions for virtual RAN, again, with a focus on enterprise indoor use cases.
Now, I know that ASOX just delivered some new solutions to the market around 5G virtual RAN. Why don't we talk about why this is an area that ASOX has focused on for innovation and where the market is with deploying vRAN solutions?
Sure. So it's very interesting, actually. Indeed, Mobile World Congress is not happening this week, but the world is moving, and many of the sub-events and activities are moving into the virtual space this week. We actually announced today the general availability of our 5G virtual RAN solution for enterprise. The solution is very disruptive and unique in the sense that it's leveraged the latest O-RAN Open RAN frontal interface. It is Ethernet-based interface compared to the circuit switch, CPRI, older, more traditional interface in the past. So we have implemented the O-RAN interface both on what the industry called virtual DU, the distributed unit that is fully virtualized, as well as the front-end logic and software for the RU, for the radio, which comes from a partner. And the uniqueness is, of course, to provide a complete solution based on these open interfaces. So customers can pick and choose the different components and the infrastructure in a very open manner, but also moving into Ethernet interface that allow the use of commodity switching between the CU, DU, and RU. Another disruptive area is the implementation of the virtual DU, where we use pure software on Intel architecture and Intel processor. Actually, on our CyrusOne first product, we had hardware acceleration for CPRI, and we used a relatively high-end processor, gold processors. And one of the things we learned that many times enterprises are seeking a smaller scale solution, and cost is a sensitive area. So this time on CyrusOne 2.0, we even proved that we can run on a lower cost, a more intro type of server based on a Xeon D2100 family processor. And not only that, we do that even with no hardware acceleration on the server side. So this is, we're talking pure virtualized software with no FPGA or ASIC or any type of acceleration, specialty acceleration needed for the software on the server side.
Now, Ron, I know that you guys have been very involved since the inception of work on virtual RAN solutions, at looking at the standards that are required, at looking at what the industry needs to do holistically to make these solutions possible. And many in the industry thought the radio access networks may be a bridge too far for virtualization. What came together to make these solutions possible, and why were we able to cross that divide? What was the technology that enabled us to do that and deliver it on standard Intel architecture?
So indeed, we were probably together with Intel the first to go to the market and say, this is possible, this is doable. On the days of a CPRI interface, you did need an acceleration forbid computation on the server side. So on Cyrus 1.0 that supported CPRI, we had an acceleration unit actually on a network attach architecture. So we created a separate unit from the server to keep the server pure, like we do now. But we did have this unit that accelerate to get to the CPRI interface. And in order to have a simple and easy use case, we picked the indoor distributed antenna system for that product. And we created a bridge low power RF unit to connect the system to that use case, to the DAS. This has proved to the market and the world that this can be done and the software can be virtualized. I think the next game changer is the O-RAN Ethernet interface, because the 7.2 interface allow to move to a pure COTS on the server side. There is no acceleration needed on the server side. Hence, you can get to a cloud native architecture where you can run pure software on Intel architecture, on any server vendor and so on, pretty much any type of processor. And I think that's a game changer for the industry, because especially from an enterprise perspective, it's much, much simpler. Everything involved, from the integration, deployment, management, and so on. Another important attribute of the O-RAN is the E2 interface for the real-time intelligent controller, the RIC. And that will allow much more simpler optimization and coordination solutions to appear and control the system, again, in an open manner.
When you look at how the market has responded to this, where are you seeing your near-term deployment targets, and how have customers responded to the Cyrus solution?
So the feedback for Cyrus 2 is great. We have demonstrated the first LTE version at Mobile World Congress Americas back in October, end of last year. And we were planning to demonstrate our 5G solution this week. We do it virtually through meetings and in some cases face-to-face with the early customers. What we have done to make it simpler, both from carriers and enterprise and service providers in general, in the enterprise and industry space, is we created an entry point evaluation kit that consists everything the customer needs to set up and bring the 5G end-to-end environment, including a partner, NGC, and the core, including our software, the underlying infrastructure, the radio, and even a UE device. So this way, they can set up the solution and they can start work on the different use cases, whether it's for a factory or hospital or enterprise or carrier, again, to build the commercial service around the commercial product that we have now.
That's fantastic. I know that you've worked with Intel on this solution, and you mentioned that you're using the Xeon D processors. How else have you engaged with the Intel team on this, and why is that collaboration critical to ASAC's delivery of solutions in the marketplace?
Yeah, we've been working with the Intel team, I think, since 2013, so it's quite some time by now. Uh-huh. And we are working both on the software side. You know, Flexon provides certain libraries, optimized libraries that we can take leverage of, and on the DBDK, for example, for the NIC, and different aspects that both accelerate development as well as on the go-to-market, marketing-wise, engagements, carriers, that, of course, also help. So we see Intel as a great partner in the path to virtualize enterprise connectivity, again, in terms of cellular 4G, 5G.
One final question for you, Ron. Where can folks find out more about this solution and the other solutions that ASAX is delivering in the marketplace?
So, of course, our website is a great place to look for initial information. It's www.asoxcloud.com. They can also email us at info@asoxcloud.com. We have our main offices are in Israel and in the US, so we have a demonstration systems available, and we can do also virtual meetings and face to face, of course. So we look forward to engage with anyone in this space that want either to learn or trial, of course, or partner in taking the solution to market.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a real pleasure. Would love to have you back again.
Thank you, Alison. Looking forward to the next conversation. Bye-bye.